Okay, sorry about that. Things happen. So we are talking about an encryption algorithm that takes transforms numbers into numbers. So this is just a function. It may have one input, it may have two inputs. Okay? So this transformation happens on numbers, and so what is this function is things that I want to get into today to an extent, lightly. There's confusion, there's diffusion, there's substitution, there's permutation, there's nonlinear functions in it, and that's the cornerstone of the basic cryptographic algorithms. After that, there's protocols, which is for later. So if we start with, since we are talking about numbers, these numbers are at least 128-bit today, can be up to 256-bits, and such. Why these 120? We have 32-bit and 64-bit computers. Why are we talking 128-bit or 256-bit? That's because of the properties of 128-bit numbers. They're considered large numbers. So what is a large number? So the range is 0 to 2 to the power 128 minus 1. The minus 1 is irrelevant. We can just say 128. Okay, 2 to the power 128, how big is it? It's quite big. Okay, so last time I made a mistake, but anyway, here's the chart I was talking about. We are talking about taking a number and incrementing it. Now, why are we, okay, I'll get to why are we talking about just taking a counter and incrementing it. And how fast can you increment a number on the computer depends upon the computer. I'm choosing that in 1 second you can do 1 gig. Actually, it's more, but becomes irrelevant. In 1 second, if I can do 1 billion, which is 1 gig, increments, then if I have a 30-bit number, I can increment it all the way and overflow it in 1 second. Okay? 1 gig, 1 to the power 30, 1 second. Then things start going downhill. 31-bit number will take 2 seconds. 32-bit number will take 4. Then it'll be 8. Then it'll be 16. Then it'll be 32. That's an exponential growth. Exponential growth is terrifying. Why? Because at 2 to the power 40, we didn't even double the length. We're talking about 18 minutes, so 18 times 60, that many fold increase there has been. 2 to the power 50, 13 days, 30. Suddenly at 2 to the power 70, this is kind of strange. That is, to us humans, infinity, really. Like, are we going to wait for that? Will it ever happen? Not while any of us or any of our grandchildren are around, right? Okay. But I stopped at 2 to the power 100. That goes up to 40 trillion years. That's mind-boggling. So 2 to the power 128 is... Now, okay, we are talking about a one not very fast computer. Let me get a computer 10 times fast. Okay, so that'll be 4 trillion years. Didn't help me. Let me get 100 computers. You can't increment a counter, but you can do certain crypto-breaking things in parallel. So 100 computers will divide it by 100. Divide it by 1,000, divide it by 1,000,000. It doesn't matter. And we're talking 2 to the power 100, not 128.